Now, a drug that's fueled, speaking of America, that's fueled America's opioid epidemics arrived here. This is the powdered fentanyl. It's been discovered after 12 people were hospitalised in the Wairarapa, of all places, in a 48-hour period, sold as cocaine or meth, so they got duped by it. It's described as 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. Just 1 gram is the equivalent of 20,000 doses. Chief Operating Officer at the Drug Detection Agency, Glenn Dobson, with us on this one. Glenn, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Why have we been spared until now?
Oh, look, I think it's not unusual. We're in the bottom of the world. We've been following the trend of fentanyl for about since 2018, 2019. It's just going to be a case of when, not if, it hits our shores.
And will this be sophisticated? Will gangs be bringing this in, organised crime be bringing it in, or is this sort of a weird one-off that it ends up in the Wairarapa?
No, look, I think this is part of a bigger picture. You know, the transnational criminal organisations have been getting more sophisticated over the years. We've seen it right across New Zealand in relation to what drugs we're seeing, and New Zealand's just another place in their market that they're spreading into.
Would this be driven by actual fentanyl demand, or is it just some sort of ruse whereby they hook you into it by calling it cocaine?
Well, look, I guess New Zealand's like any other country. We follow trends around drug taking, and the drug market is just like any other commodity market. The dealers want to differentiate their product. The users are looking for a different experience, and often they'll hide fentanyl in a product like cocaine or meth to give that different experience to the user.
Do people have any idea of what they're getting into?
Often not. Experience shows, especially from the States where they've had this huge opioid epidemic, a lot of users don't know that fentanyl is in the drug. And it's even the case now where, you know, we're hearing reports of drug dealers are actually giving Narcan to the users when they give their drug substance over as well.
Wow. What do we do?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. That's incredibly difficult. I saw the news last night and I heard about the health-based approach being the answer. I'm not convinced that it's as simplistic as that. I think we need a larger spectrum response with education, with access to services, but we also need consequences when those services aren't taken. We need both the carrot and the stick.
Good on you, Glenn. Appreciate your insight. Glenn Dobson, Chief Operating Officer at the Drug Detection Agency.